To Mark chapter number 16 this morning, Mark chapter 16. Church, I believe this is actually lesson 27 or 28, I'm not sure which one, but we've got 31 lessons we're doing on context for Christ, and they're a blessing to me. Last week in Dwight, Illinois, and got back yesterday, but I was overwhelmed by how many people said that they use our material. It's the first time I've actually been there for second time, been there for a week, but several people. And so you get to be the guinea pigs for all these Sunday school lessons. How do you feel? And so, again, these are called the Context for Christ. This will be another series of lessons that we'll print. We actually do in the curriculum as far as the ones for Christ. I don't know if you remember all these different lessons because years go by quickly. But we've done the parables of Christ, the teachings of Christ on the Sermon on the Mount, so the Sermon on the Mount, and then the church, and then we've, of course, this one here. So in this series of curriculum, of course, there's several curriculums, but this one falls in that grouping of as far as the teachings of Christ or remembering Christ. So these are different people that maybe we don't really look at. Mary Magdalene, today we're looking at 12 verses of Scripture, not very many. And so we're going to look at the Mary Magdalene's as far as her contact with Christ this morning. And again, I got less than 20 minutes this morning, so I won't be long, but I want you to think about as far as her contact and how it relates to us, how we can apply. Hey, by the way, you ought to have contact with Christ, too. And not just for salvation. You ought to have contact every day. And so this morning, may we look at Mary Magdalene and the Lord give us what he wants from his word. Church, I'm going to pray first and ask God's blessing on his word, and then we'll read. But let's, again, all of us ask the Lord to speak to us this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you again for letting us be in church. And Lord, please feed us now from your word. Open our eyes of understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Mark chapter 16, now look at verse number 1. It says, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he said, and he saith unto them, ye be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. You're saved because of his death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. His resurrection guarantees ours. And again, what a blessing to read that. Look at verse number 7 now. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now, our text is going to be verse number 9, our key verse, I should say, in verse number 9. And really, our thought this morning, I want to take from this one verse. Look at verse number 9. I want you to read it out loud with me. Together, verse 9, begin. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. Verse number 10 says, and she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. I want to talk about this morning on verse number 9, that the Bible says he, being Jesus, appeared first to Mary Magdalene. You know, at our we don't have a really big family. I have a brother and 2 sisters. My brother's side of the family has 10 children. Matthew, Sarah, Joanna, Johnny, Hannah, Benjamin, Ethan, Rebecca, Adam, and Abigail. There's 10 of them. And I guess they'd be nieces and nephews. They tease about who's the favorite niece or nephew. Now, Ethan is in here. Did I skip you guys? Matthew, Sarah, did I say them all? Okay. So Ethan actually moved here, and we're glad to have him in this service. So he gives his siblings a hard time that he's the favorite nephew. All right. And I have to be careful on what I put on recordings because he'll be playing that to them forever. All right. I just want you to know I'm the favorite. All right. And so they go back and forth. And, you know, when you think of Mary Magdalene, and the Bible specifically says that Jesus saw her first. Now, I don't know if that means anything, but think of it this way, okay? If you were Jesus Christ, you were going to raise from the dead, who would you see first? I don't know about you, but I would think, well, maybe I would see Peter first. He was part of that inner circle. I mean, Peter was the one that walked on water. Peter's the one that took his sword out and cut that servant's ear off. I'd think, man, I want to see Peter first. I want to remind him, hey, listen, everything I told you came true. But he did not see Peter first. I don't know how you are, but I would think, okay, maybe Jesus would want to see John first, the beloved disciple laid upon Jesus' breast. Here, John, I would think that, man, Jesus would want to see John first, okay? I don't know if, now, this is my flesh speaking, okay? But if I were Jesus, I'd want to see those chief priests first, I'm just telling you, that's what I would want to do. You crucified me. I'm back. Na, 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 na. All right? I mean, I don't know about you, but if I was going to choose who I'd want to see first, I would not necessarily pick a person that's mentioned in Scripture, these 12 verses, Mary Magdalene. All right? And twice it mentions, I believe it's twice, where the Bible says that he cast seven devils. We don't even have the storyline of when Jesus cast those devils out. All that we know about Mary Magdalene, oh, this is the woman that he cast seven devils out. That's all we know. We don't have the story of what took place. But Jesus specifically saw her first. And I think there's a reason for that. And looking at the 12 verses of Scripture, and we won't do that this morning, but I think that we can see some particular things that Mary Magdalene did that caused Jesus to want to see her first. Now, just show me, James 4:8 says this, follow me now. Draw nigh to God and... I want to tell you something. You ought to want God's presence in your life. You ought to want God to want to be with you. And by the way, He does. He loves us. I understand that. We love Him because He first loved us. But I want to tell you something. Mary Magdalene caused Jesus Christ out of... Hey, listen. Think for a second here. Out of James, John, and Peter, the inner circle. Out of the 12 disciples. Out of all of the 70 that were sent out. Out of all the thousands that come to her, Jesus chose to see her first. To see her first. I don't know how you are, but if you travel and you're going to go see family, usually the first person you're going to see in the family is the person that's most dearest to you. The person that you, okay, in your situation, you say, well, all my family lives in such and such state, and we're going to go to my mother's house first so we can see mom. You know, why? Because there's an endearment there. And you choose that. You don't choose the person who doesn't like to even spend time with you to go first. You go to the person that wants to spend time with you, and that's where you go. Now, this morning, I want to just point out some things about Mary Magdalene that I believe is what caused Jesus to go to her first. All right? And by the way, it ought to be the same things we should be doing in our life. All right? Now, look at Mary Magdalene this morning with me. And again, we might turn to a couple passages. But look at, again, I'm trying to figure out how many verses to turn to. Go ahead. Let's turn to the first one. Look at John chapter 19 with me. All right? John chapter 19. And we might come back to Mark, but we'll flip over a couple of verses here. John chapter 19, Jesus on the cross, about to die. Look at verse number 25. John 19, verse number 25. The Bible says this, now there stood by the cross of Jesus, 19:25, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and who's the last person? When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, woman, behold thy son. Now, just let me think for a second here. Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. They come to take him, and the Bible says that all the disciples fled. All right, the only disciple that's mentioned to be at the cross is John the beloved disciple. He's the only one, and he takes Jesus' mother, Mary. He takes her and takes her to the side as Jesus finishes his time on the cross. But can you imagine, out of the Scriptures, the Lord specifically says Mary Magdalene was there at the cross. Now, I don't know about you, but it was a very brutal death. I mean, Isaiah says that when what they did to Jesus, that his visage was not known. It's mean they beat the living daylights out of him. He was bleeding. Every joint was out of place. Here, Mary Magdalene stood at the cross and took her stand with Christ. Now, all the other disciples didn't. They fled. Now, when I think of Mary Magdalene on why Jesus chose to see her first, I think one of the reasons is because she stood with Christ. So Christ is going to stand with her. Hey, listen, you know what we ought to do as Christians? We ought to take a stand for Christ. And in the day that we're living, that seems to be harder and harder for people to take a stand for Christ. They keep saying you're old-fashioned, all right? You're archaic. They keep saying, you know, that we don't have to do those things anymore. You know, taking a stand with somebody means that you're going to identify with them. And Mary Magdalene stood at the cross. Think about it here. The crowd was mocking him. Thou be the Son of God, come down. The crowd was ridiculing him. She took a stand with all these people who were against him. She was for him. So I think about, man, why did Jesus come to her first? I think one of the reasons he came to her first is because she stood with Christ. Hey, do you stand with Christ? Do people know you're a Christian? Do you go to work? Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. You ought to be more than a good guy. You ought to be a Christian. You ought to be a Christian. You know why? Because you take your stand for Christ and take your stand with Christ. So I look at Mary Magdalene and see that she was not ashamed of Christ. And, of course, I think that's why Christ saw her first. Something else I want you to think about this morning. If you're in Mark still, you can stay there. But verse number 1, here's what it says in Mark 16:1. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought. I always thought the word was brought. I don't know why. But you look at it, it doesn't say brought, it says bought. When you go over, if you got your Bible, turn over to Luke chapter 8. I want you to see something else. Again, there's not very many scriptures mentioned about her. But Luke chapter 8, look at verse number 1. Luke chapter 8, verse number 1. It says, and it came to pass after that, he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others. Look at the last phrase, verse number 3. Now, talking about Mary Magdalene again, which ministered unto him of their what? Of their substance. Of their substance. You know, when you think about Mary Magdalene, why he came to her first, again, looking at the scriptures that we have, which is not very much, the first thing I see is she was the one at the cross. The second thing I see is that she spent what she had for him. In other words, she bought the spices when she came to the tomb. While Jesus was living, she ministered unto him of her substance. Now, we don't see that Mary Magdalene was married. All righty? We see that Mary Magdalene, obviously, she worked somehow, some way to have income, and she gave that income to the Lord Jesus Christ. All I'm trying to say this morning is this. What caused Jesus to take notice of her and to go to her first? These simple things is, the second thing I see, is that she was willing to spend what she had on Christ. You know, we're living in a day today when it comes to giving that, man alive, as soon as the pastor mentions tithes and offerings, everyone gets quiet about it. Now, I don't think that's necessarily the case here. But you ought not to get nervous when the pastor talks about tithes and offerings. All right? We're going to have a special offering tonight at the end of the evening service tonight. If you want to give, give. If you don't want to give, don't give. All right? But don't criticize those who do. Amen. All right? And tonight's special offerings to help David and Katie Joe as far as their trip over there. But you're saying, do you understand this idea of Mary Magdalene? Is the only scriptures that we have of her, one of the things that the Lord specifically says, she spent her money on him. You know, our tithe already belongs to God. That's 10%. Our offerings is how we show God that we love him. All right. Hey, missions is a big thing. And God sees what you give in your missions. God sees what you give in your tithe. And you know what? I think God takes notice of that. So why did God, Jesus, come to Mary Magdalene first? Well, what we have in Scripture is pretty limited. But what we do know about her is she took her stand with Christ. What we do know about her is she spent her substance on the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, you spend on him, he spends on you. And you can never outgive God. You can't outgive God. You say, man alive, I've given tithes and offerings all my life and I've never had anything. I don't believe that for a minute. I want to tell you something. If you're tipping God, you're probably not going to have very much in life. But if you're giving to God, can I tell you something? God blesses that. All right. And so here the second thing I see is why did Jesus come to her first? Is because she gave to Jesus Christ. All right. Last of all, I want you to see one more thing with me this morning. Turn to Mark chapter 16, back over to Mark 16. And I want you to see something else here. Look at verse number 3 with me. Mark 16, look at verse number 3. I'm sorry, verse number 2. Forgive me. Mark 16, verse number 2. It says in verse number 2, and very early, talking about Mary Magdalene, these women that came, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. All right, at the rising of the sun. You know, the third thing that I see, and again, you say, Pastor, these are kind of vague. Well, it's what the Lord gave us in Scripture about Mary Magdalene. The Bible says that the rising of the sun. Now, let me explain what the rising of the sun means. Okay, I know some of you are probably a little confused. Rising of the sun? You know, I know some of you just get up and you always thought it was just kind of there. Okay, but the sun actually rises. All right, it rises in the east, sets in the west, and it kind of goes around the globe, and then it comes up. And usually when it's coming up, it's in the morning hours. It's when you're starting to wake up in the morning. Okay, so she got up early. All right, you know, I know that I know you can have your devotions at night. I know you can. But there's something about spending time with God. What did he say in the book of Proverbs? I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. David talked about it many times in the book of Psalms, how he got up early. Now, again, what do we have about Mary Magdalene? Why did Jesus not choose Peter or John or even the priest? I want to tell you why he chose her. Because she took her stand with Christ at the cross. She wasn't ashamed. Everybody else was ridiculing him, and she's standing there for him. What do we have about Mary Magdalene? She gave to Christ during his earthly ministry and then even at his resurrection. She's coming to the spices that she bought to give to Jesus Christ. And then what do we have last of all, Mary Magdalene? What we have last is that she came early to the sepulcher. Church family, I do not believe she'd have ever seen Jesus Christ if she would not have been there. Jesus rose from the dead. She was there. Jesus meets her because she was coming early to be with Christ. Church family, we start Sunday school at 9:30. We're going to be done here in less than 5 minutes, and then we're going to start the morning service at 10:30. Do you know there's a lot of Christians, they don't get up early. They don't. And you know, I think the idea of getting up early is to spend time with the Lord before you're going to get distracted for the day. Before you have to figure out, oh, I got to get this done, I've got to get this done. Before you get your first text, before you get your first phone call, and before you answer your first email. I think you ought to be spending time with the Lord. I really do believe that our time with God ought to be the most important part of our day. Amen. Brother Nearing, he preached a message here. Of course, he's in Tonganoxie pastoring now. But Brother Nearing was this for all these years. I remember one time getting up, he says, you know what? And this is what he said. He said, I don't believe that we're only supposed to tithe our money. We should tithe our time. 24 hours in the day, then 2.4 hours of the day ought to be given to God. I can't dictate to you what how much time you got to spend with God, but I do know one thing. You got to start your day with God. Hey, Mary Magdalene was special to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that because of what the Lord tells us about her, these things are what made her special. What makes you special to the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, you're a soul. Yes, he wants you to be saved. If you're not for sure, you're on your way to heaven. He wants you to be saved. But what makes you special to the Lord Jesus Christ is I think the same thing that Mary Magdalene did. She took her stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Take a stand for Christ. Take a stand for Christ. Sometimes it might be verbally. Sometimes it might be just a matter of taking a stand for Christ as far as choosing. You know, I'm going to go to church. I'm not going to go and miss church or go to work. I'm going to be in church. Whatever it might be, but it might take a stand for Christ. And then giving. Shemley, you know as well as I do, I don't know what you give, and I never want to know what you give, okay? I don't want to know if you give, don't give, or give a lot or give a little. I don't want to know personally. But I want to tell you something, God knows. And I want to tell you as your pastor, you're not helping yourself, you're hurting yourself if you're not giving. God recognizes that she ministered, in other words, she served God. How did she serve God? She ministered of her substance to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we do. God gives to us, we give to him. And then last of all, what caused the Lord Jesus Christ to take notice of her is she came early to the sepulcher. Hey, make sure that you get up on a regular basis and spend time with God. And I want to tell you, one of these days we will see him face to face.
Amen.
Would God choose to see you first? Would God choose to see me first? I don't know. But one thing for sure, the Bible's pretty clear. The first person he saw was Mary Magdalene. Can you see Mary Magdalene after Jesus comes to her and she goes back and says, now go tell my disciples. And the Bible says she goes back to the disciples and the disciples wouldn't even believe her. Oh, no, he didn't raise from the dead. Can you imagine? Yes, he did. I saw him. Hey, listen, what's your testimony this morning? Can you say you've seen the Lord Jesus Christ? Not just salvation, I'm talking in your growth, Christian growth. Man, I know the Lord's there. I know he's got a purpose for my life. I know he's got something for me because I'm connected. Are you connected with the Lord Jesus Christ? I think these are just things, or if I can say fruit, to the root. You want to be close to the Lord Jesus Christ? Take a stand with him. You're not ashamed of, if you're not ashamed of him, he's not ashamed of you. You want to be connected to the Lord Jesus Christ? Be a giver. You want to be connected to the Lord Jesus Christ? Then get up early. Spend time with him. Would you bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment this morning? Mary Magdalene, the only three things that's really clearly mentioned about her, could they be said about you this morning? Could it be said of you this morning? That you aren't ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you give to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you seek him early. You know, why did she do what she did? I think it's because the Lord saved her and changed her. Have you forgotten what he's done for you? He saved you and he's changed you. As a Christian, may we again be like Mary Magdalene. Father in heaven.